the foundation for this journey that we're embarking on is the practice and the connection to the quality of mindful awareness. And I thought I'd mention a little bit about what that means in terms of the way I understand it and the way that I've practiced it. Because the word is used quite a lot these days and can mean quite a lot of different things. So in terms of my own practice, the practice I have embarked on and found to be beneficial derives from the early teachings of the Buddha. And the basis of mindfulness is the immediacy of an awareness that is at the center of our being, the center of all experience, and is always right here and now. So it doesn't refer to a concept, to thinking a specific set of thoughts, or forcing oneself to be mindful through becoming a specific kind of person. It refers to something a bit more subtle than that. It refers to a quality that we can begin to uncover and actually connect to directly that is actually at the base of all human experience. However, there are practices that allow us to get a handle on, well, what does that even mean? And those are the practices we'll look at in this section. But before we go into those, I think it's important to talk about mindfulness in the context of living with a body that is ill, that is uncomfortable, that is experiencing pain and discomfort, or low energy, as I often experience. That the quality of mindfulness is something that can encompass and witness and embrace what we experience in this moment. So it isn't a specific condition. It isn't getting a specific condition. And it isn't then trying to be mindful and looking past what we're actually experiencing and imagining that's not mindfulness, which is, it's an easy thing for us to get into, this idea that what's happening right now, well, that can't be mindfulness because it doesn't feel good, because it's messy, because it's out of my control. So mindfulness isn't about controlling what one is experiencing. It's about stopping and connecting to that which knows, that which is aware, underneath all of the content, underneath the specific details of how life feels. And resting there, finding resource in that, and letting that awareness come alive in the present moment. And that awareness, as I mentioned, isn't a thought, and it's not apart from thought either. So it can encompass whatever we're thinking, whatever our mood is, whatever we're feeling. No matter how crazy the mind is, no matter how busy the mind is, or shut down, or even dejected, the mind is, there is always this possibility of connecting to a centrality of presence, which is mindful awareness. And for myself, that gives me a great sense of relief in the midst of living with a body that I often have no say over, of waking up after a long night's sleep and feeling like I've been beaten up overnight, of turning up to something and just not having the energy of the body shutting down when I don't want it to. It's a great comfort that there is a possibility of connecting to a dimension of ourselves that isn't actually dependent on those. And obviously, there are levels of well-being and degrees of pleasure in life that are desirable and that are great to cultivate. We'll look at those as well. But when it comes down to it, the bottom line is that there is an aspect of ourselves that isn't all of that. And it's not just an abstract thing. It's actually, when we touch into it, it's a potent ground, which is sometimes called in the Buddhist tradition, the refuge, the true refuge, or our true home. And that's something one can really depend upon. And when we are living with difficulty, when we are living with disappointment, with the loss of an identity that we once had, with the prospect of pain and illness getting worse, this becomes more than just a nice idea, as I'm sure a lot of you have experienced, this becomes something of a longing. We want to find the ground. We want to find what is true, what we can actually rely on. And in terms of what I understand the Buddha meant by mindfulness or mindful awareness, that's the ground he's referring to. And there's great comfort in seeking that out and really treasuring that in oneself.